Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of today, final half hour of this show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. This letter to President Trump, critically important, absolutely, absolutely, I hope and pray this message gets to President Trump before it's too late. A free Iran would fundamentally alter the global power of balance, the power balance around the world. The balance of power is critically at hand. With all the things that the 90 million Iranians have spent decades living under, has got to stop. Again, backing up a little bit, millions of Iranians have spent decades living under repression, censorship, corruption, brutality, economic devastation, and fear. This is what the Iranian people live under and have been doing for almost 50 years. They're women. You don't wear the hijab over your face. They're beaten. Some women who boldly show their face and their hair, they poured acid in their face, permanently scarring them for life. Students are put in prison. Protesters who actually have the boldness to stand up and speak out at a protest are killed in the streets, shot by the Iranian Guard soldiers. They don't get arrested. They don't get an attorney. They don't get a trial. They don't have First Amendment rights, freedom to assemble. They're shot. Journalists who speak out are silenced. Entire generations have been robbed of their future that they should have inherited from their predecessors. Yet, despite all of this, the Iranian people continue to resist. That matters because it reveals something that's very important. This regime is not strong. It's brutal. And there's a difference. A truly legitimate government, like I'm going to say it, the United States of America, a legitimate form of government does not fear its own women, does not fear college students. It does not shut down the internet during protests. It surely does not execute protesters in the streets just to maintain their power. This regime does all of that. Why? Because it fears its own people. Because it understands what the world has often forgotten. The Iranian people remember what Iran once was and what it can become again. Mr. President, you need to stay focused on this because this right here is the most important part. A liberated Iran could become one of the most powerful stabilizing forces in the world. Not just the region, economically, culturally, strategically. It could become a counterweight not only to extremism in the Middle East, but also to China's long-term ambitions for global dominance. it could rejoin the civilized world, not as a source of terrorism, but as one of its greatest contributors once again. President Trump started this when he expanded the Abraham Accords, and that's important, historic even. Generations will look back at that and seeing it as a major, significant diplomatic realignment in modern Middle Eastern history. But they are not enough if the regime in Tehran remains standing. Because as long as the head of the snake survives, the poison continues spreading throughout the region. Iran has spent decades financing the very organizations designed to sabotage peace between Israel and its neighbors. Because peace itself threatens the regime's survival narrative. A prosperous, integrated modern Middle East exposes the regime as exactly what it is, an outdated revolutionary dictatorship surviving on fear, hatred, and brutal and perpetual conflict. This is why this moment demands clarity rather than caution or politics. There will be voices urging restraint, voices warning about escalation, voices obsessing over poll numbers, suburban congressional districts, cable news networks, commentary, all surrounding the upcoming 2026 midterm elections. History has proven we always have elections. But history does not remember the leaders for protecting temporary political majorities. History remembers whether they rose to meet defining moments when the stakes extended far beyond politics itself. And the truth is uncomfortable but unavoidable. The consequences of not finishing the job may ultimately prove to be catastrophic. Because if this regime survives this, future conflict is almost guaranteed. Maybe not next year. Maybe not in 5 years. But eventually, this is what's going to happen if President Trump does not finish the job. The regime will rebuild. Their ambitions will return. Their proxies will regroup. And when funds, sanctions, money that has been frozen is finally released, nuclear pursuit will continue at full speed. At some point, Mr. President, future generations will once again finding itself confronting the same threat under even more dangerous circumstances. And those future generations will be asking why earlier leaders lacked the courage to deal with it permanently when they had the chance. Robert Chernin finishes with this. Mr. President, this moment is bigger than politics. It's bigger than the upcoming election cycle. It's bigger than partisan calculations, and it's bigger than the corporate news media's headlines. This is about whether the civilized world still possesses the confidence and moral clarity to confront gathering threats before they become irreversible. For 47 years, the Iranian regime has shown the world exactly what it is. It's never hidden its intentions. It's never truly abandoned its ambitions. It also has never honored its word for very long because deception itself is embedded within the regime's survival strategy. Enough is enough. No more temporary fixes. No more strategic ambiguity. No more buying time for people who use every second of it to prepare for the next crisis. The world does not simply need the Strait of Hormuz reopened. It does not need simply to eliminate the uranium facilities. It needs the regime responsible for nearly a half a century of terrorism and instability to be removed from power once and for all. Mr. President, it needs to be done for the Persian people, for Israel, for the Middle East, for global stability around the world, for the future of the balance of power, for the defense of freedom itself. Mr. President, for the sake of humanity, finish the job. Respectfully submitted, Robert Chernin, May 27th, 2026. I believe this is now the third or fourth time that I've read this editorial opinion piece to President Trump on the radio. Today, this morning, it's even more important. The Iranian regime folks are already bombing again Israel. Why? Because Israel was defending itself against attacks, bombs that were coming in from Lebanon and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is one of their militias. Iran has given them the bombs, the missiles. Every single military aspect of support for Hezbollah has come from Iran. Iran is saying to J.D. Vance, sorry, Israel is still attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon, so therefore the ceasefire is over. No, that wasn't part of the deal. You're not going to get peace from Israel to stop defending itself when they're attacked from Lebanon and Hezbollah. That's not what the deal was, but that's what they're trying to do. They want Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, to agree to this peace deal that is strictly between the United States and Iran. Israel has the right to defend itself. So they're already breaking the terms of the ceasefire. They're already saying they're going to start charging a toll for the freighters in the Straits of Hormuz. Strait of Hormuz has got to be opened up.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Tuesday, June 23rd edition. At this point in time, this day, the first day, absentee ballots are starting to be mailed out by local municipal clerks, township, city, and village clerks. The people of the state of Michigan have a decision to make. And you have a responsibility to educate your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, the people that are in your life. Many of them don't listen to this show. Many of them will not hear this show later today, every 3 hours, as it repeats on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then again on the entire radio station and its network tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. Many of them don't even know about 97.7. They don't even know about this show. It's up to you. This election has consequences, starting, of course, with the August 4th primary. If we don't get the businessman Perry Johnson the nomination, we go with the politicians, Mike Cox, two times attorney general in the state of Michigan. Congressman John James just got endorsed by President Trump. This state is in trouble because I'm going to tell you straight up, I said it in the MERS news story when Kyle called me last night for a quote. If John James ends up being the Republican nominee, he's going to lose in November. This is exactly what I said. I'm going to quote it again because it's important. You need to hear this. When MERS news service called Northern Michigan radio commentator trucker Randy Bishop about commenting on President Trump's endorsement of John James, Bishop said, quote, "It's unfortunate that the president chose to weigh in on the Republican gubernatorial primary." Bishop said James is a two-time statewide loser who has not endeared himself to the political base. He said James put off many grassroots conservatives when he announced his campaign for governor shortly after winning re-election of the 10th Congressional District seat. without even having an heir apparent in mind, arguably making the seat politically vulnerable to the Democrats. Now he's opened up the 10th district, and that could jeopardize the majority in the House. Bishop went on to say, adding, he's supporting Perry Johnson for governor. Bishop also said that Perry Johnson and even Mike Cox have more thought-out policy positions than James does. Then Bishop made a prediction. John James will lose to Benson in November, and it will be the end of his political career. He's going to lose to Benson, end quote, said Bishop. Perry Johnson went to his Twitter X account, noting that the candidates aren't always successful following an endorsement from Trump. He then, of course, took the moment to share his campaign anthem. President Trump, this is a post by Perry Johnson on his account at PJ Quality Guru. President Trump has received bad advice yet once again. John James is a two-time statewide loser, and Michigan has already seen this movie before. Trump backed previously statewide candidates like John James for U.S. Senate, Tudor Dixon for governor, Matt DiPernell for attorney general, and Christina Caramo for secretary of state. They won their primaries, but they came up short when it mattered most in November. Across the country, Republican voters are proving that an endorsement from President Trump alone does not decide a governor's race. Michigan is on track to continue that trend because we've seen in states like Iowa, Georgia, and tomorrow, Tuesday, in South Carolina, where voters will reject bad advice and choose the candidate they believe who could actually win. If we want a Republican governor in Michigan, defeating John James in this August 4th primary is critical. Now, I'll be working twice as hard to make sure that happens. Signed, Perry Johnson. That's where we're at, folks. Well, that's it for today's show. I just want to close with this. Again, I apologize to the jurors that showed up for jury selection yesterday in Sheboygan County Court, Judge Gauthier's courtroom. The lawsuits have been dropped. It has been settled. The terms of the settlement is confidential. I have nothing else to say about it. We'll never talk about it again. Moran Ironworks, Tom Moran's lawsuits against me, this show, the radio station, is over. We're moving on. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and